In Alabama, a college student who is so disabled that he can't move his body is taking on the state health care system. He's fighting a policy he says might force him to move into a nursing home. He wants the state to start a new program to pay for him to stay at home. That might seem unlikely at a time of high state budget deficits, but Nick Dupree just might win, as NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
At the age of 20, Nick Dupree is a small man, barely 5 feet tall. He's propped up, belted into his motorized wheelchair. Behind the seat, there's a portable ventilator. That's the breathing machine that keeps Nick Dupree alive. The machine's whoosh punctuates his presence in the room. It's not easy to hear Dupree when he speaks. His voice is soft, weakened by his muscular dystrophy. But there's defiance in his words when he says he wants the same things in life as anybody else.
I want a life. I just want a life. Like anyone else. Just like your life. Or anyone else's life.
Dupree says his life is pretty good, for now. He tries to make it as typical as he can.
My life, right now, is I'm at home with my family. I'm going to college.
But when he goes to class, a nurse goes with him. That's because Dupree needs constant attention. If his breathing tube pops out, and it does happen, he could die if someone is not there to attach it. He can't move his own body. He can't move his legs or arms. But he does move one thumb and one index finger, enough for Dupree to control a computer. And from that computer, he's waged a battle to stay independent, possibly, he says, to save his own life. He's been trying to change an Alabama policy that would stop paying for the health care he depends on. With his computer, he sends email messages to politicians and policymakers. He's created his own website. He remembers when he started the internet campaign he calls Nick's Crusade, down to the exact date in March, nearly 2 years ago.
March 19th, 2001 is when I started this, almost 2 years ago. When I started it, I started very small. Very small.
And what started very small has gotten rather big. Dupree lives at home with his family. He's an A-minus student at nearby Spring Hill College in Mobile, Alabama. That's possible thanks to Medicaid, the state and federal health program for the poor. Alabama Medicaid pays for the nurse who takes Dupree to class. It pays for 16 hours of nursing care every day. That's expensive, but the federal government requires all states to provide such care to children. What happens when Nick Dupree turns 21 and becomes an adult is another matter. His 21st birthday is just days away, on February 23rd. And Alabama's policy has been to end such in-home care at age 21, even though the good care Nick Dupree has gotten at home is a major reason he's lived so long. Dupree sits next to his mother, Ruth Belasco. He watches her with a steely, serious expression that rarely changes. His mother says her son should not be at risk simply because he's having a birthday.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It's inhumane.
Well, it's also inhumane. The state is sort of...
not moral.
They're cutting people off. It's saying, there's no care. We'll just put this guy in a corner and hope for the best.
Even with the nursing care the state provides during the day, Belasco covers the night shift. She's a single mother. She can't quit her job as a college art professor. She'd lose the insurance that pays Nick's other medical bills. Dupree knows that Alabama would pay for him to move into a nursing home. That's something he says he won't do. And besides, he says the nearest facility that would take someone on a ventilator is two states away, in Louisiana. Dupree and his mother have met others in Alabama who did turn 21. Their families face the choice that, to Belasco, isn't much of a choice at all. Send the child to a nursing home and hope that if a ventilator tube comes loose, that an aide will be close by to hear the alarm go off. Or keep the person at home and let family members try to take on all of the exhausting, round-the-clock care.
Well, some said, we're going to try and figure out how to do this at home. And then some others went and died.
Well, some died at home, too.
Right, and some died at home, too. That's a horrible... idea, too, that after you've been awake for 48 hours and you can't stay awake anymore to watch your child, you fall asleep so heavily that you can't hear the alarm going off and your child dies. And that's a horrible idea, too.
With time running out before he turns 21, Dupree stepped up the internet campaign. And today, Nick Dupree got some good news. Alabama Medicaid officials announced that they plan to start a new program, one that will continue in-home nursing care to people like Dupree once they turn 21. Mary Hayes Finch of Alabama Medicaid says the state will seek approval from Washington. Officials at the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services got Alabama's request today, and they say they will handle it with speed. Still, officials such as Finch give Nick Dupree only grudging credit.
Certainly he's been very vocal and he's been very involved in the process, and he's to be commended for that. We have been working on the project for about a year and a half, trying to find an option that would provide care for him and others in his situation.
It's been 2 years since Dupree started his crusade, so he isn't celebrating yet. It's not certain that a new program will be approved and running by his birthday, although federal and state officials clearly see that as their deadline. That's why Dupree's attorney is going forward with a lawsuit. A hearing is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon in federal court in Montgomery. At the same time, advocates in Washington will protest outside the White House. Details of the proposed program have not been made public, but officials say Dupree is likely to get about what he gets now, 16 hours a day of in-home nursing care. And the new program would cover someone else who matters to Dupree, his brother, Jamie. Jamie has the same disease and needs the same care. He's 18. That would relieve Ruth Belasco. Still, even with paid nurses, she'll always be the main caregiver for her disabled sons. And she knows other Alabama families who, even with a new program, won't be getting any help.
A friend of ours who turned 21 last year, there was a nurse caring for him, and at the stroke of midnight, she left when his birthday came.
That man now depends upon shifts of volunteers, parents, family, and members of his church. People like him who've already turned 21 are not expected to get coverage under a new Alabama program. And that's why Dupree says Nick's crusade will keep going.
I'm going to keep mining for everyone else, even if I win.
No one knows exactly how many people there are like Nick Dupree around the country. Most states provide more care than Alabama, but most states still leave people with less care than they need. Until Nick Dupree led his crusade, they were largely an unseen population. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
There's a photo of Nick Dupree and more about his crusade on our website, npr.org.